You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, and we're continuing on with the series on Do You Know the Real Jesus? And you can tell if you know the real Jesus by the things that you have been taught about him and if they line up with what the Bible tells us about him. So let's go look at this. The last show, we told you about the fact that you do not have an immortal soul that goes to heaven or hell when you die, and read you 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 17 and Psalms 146 verse 4. Let's continue on here. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 5. It says, "For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward. For the memory of them is forgotten, also their love, their hatred, and their self-envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun." Completely contrary to what the preachers tell you and preach at the funerals about how Aunt Bessie is up in heaven looking down on you and watching over you. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 19 says, "For what happens to the sons of men also happens to animals. One thing befalls them, as one dies, so dies the other. Surely they all have one breath. Man has no advantage over the animals, for all is vanity. All go to one place. All are from the dust and return to the dust." You hear the term about, oh, Uncle Joe is in the grave waiting for Jesus to return, and, you know, variations of all that. But somehow people translate from that to, oh, he's up in heaven looking down at us, or down there burning in hell. He's waiting for Jesus' return. It's just really quite that simple. It's not that complicated. At Jesus' return, the saints will be resurrected or changed and will live and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years on the earth. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." See, the Bible refers to it as a sleep. "But we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." It is an example, an explanation of what happens. Everybody's going to die, and we can't escape this, but you don't die and pass on to another place. And, you know, you have some agonizing torture in hell forever and ever and ever. Or you're floating around on a cloud eating milk and honey forever and ever and ever, staring into Jesus' eyes. You know, friends, this is not, it's not a biblical thing to believe this. You don't have an immortal soul. The Bible tells us that Jesus alone possesses this. He is the first of the first fruits of the resurrection. Please get your Bibles out and read what it says, and see you tomorrow. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.